Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Welcome to
our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how no deal is too big. Hey, but some deals are too small. It's about leveraging your time and what you want to get out of it and where you are in your career. As usual, I have a lot to say about that. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
I love how much you enunciate that now.
I said success pants once.
I know.
Now that's my name forever.
Exactly.
I love it. Just said it again.
I know.
You shouldn't have. Hey, success pants. That's what they call me.
That's right. I love it. Okay. Eric asked, when should we set the termination date?
That could mean anything.
Well, hold on a moment. No, there's a reason for this. Okay, wait. 30 days, 60 days, or more. What Eric is talking about is, okay, I'm sending out these offers. It's a cash offer for this property and da 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 da. And I want to put something in there because I don't want them to come back to me in 3 years and say, you offered me $2,000. You know, now I want to cash in on the $2,000. Okay. So Eric's question is, should it be a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day?
That's a good question.
What should I put on that?
Well, the one that we use is in for land. The one that we use for land is in the program, Cash Flow from Land. So you should follow that, and it addresses this to answer Eric's question. So there. Everybody else is wondering, well, great. You know, this is the answer.
Could you be more vague?
I mean, if you send a lot of mail out, you know, I like 30 days, and I like it to be a number that when somebody reads it, they don't forget it. Like, if your mail is going to go out on June 15th, let's say, just say July 30th or July 31st or the end of the month. Don't make it a weird date. But 30 to 45 days and a memorable date is what you would use. But as Jill knows, they don't pay attention to it. They'll call you 5 years later. They'll call you 8 years later, or something will trigger it. Usually it's somebody passes away. The recipient or landowner passes away and the kids are dealing with it and they call you because it's in a file.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a good opportunity to negotiate the price.
I think you're right. I think the whole point of the date is it's
call to action.
Well, it's an out. I think of that because, like you said, they really don't necessarily pay attention to it, but yet it makes it feel it's more of a real offer that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's just leads validity. I'm really going to offer you $2,000 for this property and this area. I mean, you're for this exact property, Mr. Jones. I'm going to offer you $2,000 cash. Here's where you can sign it, send it back. By the way, this offer is valid until X date. And all it does is lead the credibility. Now, yeah. Mr. Jones may or may not act on it by the X date. A lot of them, like Jack just said, they don't. But it gives you that out. And it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's really, I don't know, three or four components that I really think a good offer. You never want to send a postcard. Okay, you never want to send I'm glad this person brought this up. Postcards don't work. People send out postcards. And then they wonder, like, this doesn't work. Well, we don't send out postcards. We send out offers. It should have a price. It should be specific to the property. So it should say, you know, unit, lot, block, or whatever. It should have a closing date. So you will get your $2,000, Mr. Whatever, on this date. It's usually like 3 or 4 weeks from the time you send it. Or a week after you know that they're going to get it, so that there's like, so they, you're placing the thought in their head that this property I don't care about anyway, and I can have a $2,000 cashier's check by Thursday the 8th. That's the thought you want them to have. And then you want your out, this termination thing, and then you want somewhere in there in pretty big letters that says, look, this is subject to our review of the property. We send out a lot of mail, and we do need to review this. If you're interested, sign us and send it back. We're going to take a look and we'll close the deal. After it passes all of our tests, like it doesn't have $17 million worth of taxes on it and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pretty easy.
It is.
People get real confused about this and they wonder why postcards don't work and all this.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I just had a light bulb went off in my head and I just realized, I don't know if we're correct. I think we're conveying it, but I don't think people hear it. When we direct mail is not just hi, I want to buy your property. And I think people are confused by that. They're like,
I want to sell your property.
They're like, oh, direct mail doesn't work. I tried that. No, yeah. You didn't. You sent on a postcard that said, dear customer,
it said expressed
call
interest.
Me
yeah.
if you want to sell your house.
Jack or current,
no.
current resident.
That's not going to work.
No, it's no. not. You're exactly right.
You're sending on an offer. That's the whole deal.
A
so
mail
when we say direct.
Offer that look, it is addressed to the person who owns the property. It names it in there. It looks like you typed it out just for them.
I swear, I'm going to start using direct offers or direct. I'm going to like throw it in there. You know, it needs to not just be direct mail.
Oh, we should call it direct offers.
That's what I'm saying.
We should call it offers to
then
owners.
People go, oh. So that's the whole point. So thank you. That's all. That's all I wanted to add. And I'm going to start changing my terminology because that does make a difference.
Today's topic, there's no deal too big out there. But some deals are too small. What the heck does that mean? This is the meat of the show. This is what it means. Dream as big as you can with this real estate thing. Believe me, they're going to call you back when you send these direct offers out. People will call you back on not on only that property, but all the other properties they have, and they know about more somewhere else. So there is no deal that's too big, but a lot of them are too small. It takes exactly the same amount of effort to buy a quarter acre property as it does a 160 acre property. And you're probably going to make way more on that 160 than you are on that quarter acre. If you're brand new, you should do both. If you're like us, you get to be a little bit more choosy because you don't want to spend a certain amount of time just to make a few hundred bucks on a small deal. Now, if it's a small deal with 500 properties in it, oh, that's a different story. Pick and choose what you want. It's the same thing with commercial real estate. There's a lot of people who are very successful in commercial real estate. I hear this out of their mouth all the time. That's an awesome deal. It's just too small for us. And what they're saying is we only have X amount of time and resources, and we only want to do deals that we make, let's say, more than $1 million on. Jill and I have a threshold for those kinds of deals. The truth is we turn down more transactions than we do actual deals, even when they come back signed,
mm-hmm.
because it's just not worth it.
It's not. You're right. And it's like it. Another way that we have talked about this in the past is having your acquisition criteria.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Those small deals are not in your acquisition criteria. I could spend all day long buying these $100 parcels, or I could spend all day long buying, you know, $100 parcels to make $500, or I could spend a lot of time buying $1,000 parcels to make, you know, $3,000.
Off-market deal in recently, mm-hmm. and it's a marina. A marina's for sale, and it's a great deal. I looked into it. And am I going to do the deal? No. Am I even going to shop it? No.
Mm-hmm.
For the exact reason that you said.
Exactly.
And I love boats and all that stuff. I mean, I really do. We have boats. And I'm always looking for boats. And I mean, it's my passion. So it's hard for me to put that, just crumple that up and throw it in the garbage. But that's what happens. You just have to stay focused.
I see our new members doing that too. They get
Me
distracted.
Too.
It's like something shiny over here. Hold on a moment. Where are you gonna do that? I don't know. Where are you gonna, but this thing.
You're
like,
gonna waste a year.
Yeah, you're like, no. This is a mess. You need to walk away.
Well, wait.
You got five easy ones over here. Let's focus on the easy
ones.
Wait,
the title of the show is "But There No Deal Is Too Big." What I mean by that is if you're getting into this land thing, or if you flip houses or whatever you do, don't give yourself a glass ceiling. You know, those huge, massive deals out there aren't for people just like Sam Zell or Donald Trump. Come on, you're just as good as that.
Well, that too.
Just as good. Those guys mm-hmm. they just create equity through developing properties or buying vacant property and filling it up and selling it.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. This land thing for a lot of our members is just a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
They learn how to flip some property. They're into it for a few years. And they either keep the machine running in the background like Jill and I, and then go off and do some serious real estate deals.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say these aren't serious, but some big deals.
Mm-hmm.
Or they learn enough and they turn it off and go on to do it.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about problem ones. I see people get distracted by those, but yeah.
No, I agree. If it's a problem, just move on.
Yeah. I love it.
Or if it's really out of your criteria, move on.
You know what? That is a good point, Jack, that you just brought up. It's super easy. It's funny. It's super easy to say, oh my gosh, that is so out of my league. They're going to think I'm a fraud. They're going to realize this is my third deal. They're going to da 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 da. Does that mean you shouldn't do it? Heck no. You can do it. And you know what? Call in some reinforcements.
That's it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
I'm doing a large deal with one of our members right now.
If you think this is out of your league, but it's a fantastic deal, partner up with somebody who's done these kind of deals. Hello, we're right here. And so is everybody in our group. I mean, there's a lot of people here that will are doing deals together, you know.
There's money guys in our group. They don't have any interest in doing real estate deals. They only have interest in doing a deal with you.
Exactly. You do the work, I'll give you the money all day long. So, don't be afraid of those big deals. That's a very good point. Because I see that. I spoke to people, no. Like, why not? So they had to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, think about this one. We just, that meeting we went to not long ago, those apartment flippers. I mean, this one of the guys that sat up on this panel, if we passed him on the street, I would have been like, seriously, like this guy, who is this? You know, it didn't fit I hate to stereotype, but he didn't fit what you would think it would look like to own a bunch of apartment buildings, but he does. And you know what? And he's a young guy, and he just jumped in. I mean, that's exactly what it is. He has no fear. And you know what he did? He talked his family into getting him started. I mean, talk about scary. I mean, he borrowed money from his family's money to get him rolling. But one of the things he said too was he didn't really go to them and ask for the money. He just presented the deal. And that's a good for everybody to remember that. If you have a good deal,
then it's over.
The money will find you.
95, that's right, Joe.
You just talk about it. They're going to go, how can I get in?
That's what we teach here. Uh-huh. We teach you to source great deals. All that other stuff's going to find you.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go, you're not really going out to find a money guy. The money guy's going to find you.
That's right.
So don't even, like this person, people were coming out of the woodworks trying to give him money. And Jack and I have that all the time.
It turns out that's why these guys hold these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, you know, there's people, he said there's, they said they were honest about it. They said there's two types of people that are in this group. Either money people who have money, or they have deals and they don't have money. And that's why we have this group, is to put everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons we have Land Academy.
Mm-hmm. We're putting it all together. Exactly.
So if somebody sends you a massive deal, don't say no. Say maybe, as long as it's in your acquisition criteria. If they send you a hotel deal, you're going to, don't waste a year on that. I've seen members do that. They wasted a year on something that was not really, and just, you know, it's, you can waste a lot of time on a pie in the sky deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to take anybody's dream away. If you are a commercial real estate hotel guy, or as a broker, and somebody sends you a great deal, and that's your thing, been your thing for 2 years,
and you know it takes a year,
then do the deal, or get it done, or get the right, pull the right people in. But if you're a land person, don't buy a marina.
Jack, thank you for saying no. I didn't even see that.
So I know. I don't.
Thank you for not sharing
stuff.
That with
Believe me.
Me.
There's a lot of crap that goes on, Julie. You don't.
That's
know
what's
about.
So funny. The stuff that comes to us all the time. It's just amazing. You know, not only deals that come our way, but people that want to give us money. And it's just like, thank you, but no, thank you.
This is a technical 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Have an acquisition criteria and stick to it. What the heck does that mean? It's just what I said. If you're a land guy, don't buy a marina. Wow, that was 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was even less than 2 minutes.
Isn't that great?
Wow, it was like seconds.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Let the details go.
Oh, this is my dream inspiration.
Be stubborn. It's easy to have a mental checklist of a bunch of details that have to be done and things that have to be filled in and done a certain way to get something done. And that's just you being stubborn. So don't do that to yourself. You know, think of the big picture. And maybe it's I'm trying to think of a good example. I always come back to our world, but I try to think of examples that are not in our world.
Well, I think that, you know, within this Land Academy group, one of the unintended consequences, and I'll answer the question, I guess, is that members constantly are saying, well, what CRM do you use? Well, how do you get a deed done? What do you do here? What do you know? The whole business model from the beginning was, we know that these people are members and people who aren't even in our group, they need to do deeds. So we're going to create these little products, you know, along the way to satisfy that and make them part of the subscription fee. Everybody wins. Well, we could have got all nuts about it, like she's saying, and took 4 years, created all the products, made it all perfect, spit shine, and then released it. And then 4 years of not learning would happen. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on. You know, sometimes we release products that aren't perfect, and we hear about it immediately. We, you know, and we fix them up. We mm-hmm. clean them up. In the end, it all works. It works great. Mm-hmm. So
even just
get your stuff. My point is, get your stuff started.
Well, I'm even, you know what my thing was actually, and you're right, and I appreciate that. And it's a good, another good spin on it. Think about personal relationships. Think about a negotiation. Think about the details that you want. Do you really want to hold out for that half a percent? Do you really want to hold out for the,
you're exactly right.
If you don't have this to me by 2 o'clock, it's off. I mean, there's a lot of little things like that. Yeah. It's just a detail.
I see that a lot. You're right. Double your money and get out of it.
People being stubborn.
I see a lot of people holding out for price forever. Would you rather get 3 times your money in 6 months or 2 times your money in 3 days? Mm-hmm. I'll take the 3 days any day.
Isn't that funny? And it's funny because I see our members doing it after, like, oh man, I should have waited. Just to be funny, while this deal was being negotiated, I went back on the site and I upped the price, and then somebody else called and said they would have bought it at that price.
I should have waited.
No.
You know what you should do?
Let it go.
Call that person and tell them to sell it to this person that just called you, and then you have a customer for life.
It's one idea. That's true. But whatever is going on right now, think about what little details you're hanging on to because you're just being stubborn, and let them go. Thank you.
Like the little idiosyncratic stuff that the person you live with does, like cleans the kitchen too often, or I don't know any of this from experience. I just think maybe.
What's really funny is Jack is not talking about me. He's talking about himself. And I appreciate that.
They don't take their shoes off when they come in the house or anything like that. Yeah, don't sweat that. That's fine. That's normal behavior.
If anyone knew what's so great about our relationship, we are not normal. And I would let this place just be like, yeah, whatever. It's fine. Is there something in the fridge? I know you'll find it. So it's all good.
We all have our stuff. Don't sweat it. That's the whole point.
It's good.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill disclose too much about their personal life. That's me.
And Jill agrees and tries to inspire you anyway. That's me.
good save. You get just about anything you want, even though that doesn't make any sense.
My goodness. We use it every day.
She's like, disgusted.com.
To throw the other person under the bus and steal my property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition, but probably in your relationship. Oh, Jill.
All right. Is it the after show?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
It's all the after show.
Where does that come from?
I don't know, dude.
You make it sound like details. I'm an anal whatever, and I'm the opposite.
I'm the nutcase.
That's what's so funny. I'm like, don't paint a picture like I'm the crazy one.
I think that everybody got a super clear picture.
All right.
Of exactly what's going on.
Thank you. That's so funny. What was the thing that I said today that at breakfast that you thought was, did you want this bacon?
Because no, do you want this bacon? Because I'm not going to eat it. And I don't think anyone on the face of the planet has ever said that sentence.
You know, it's funny. I think the guy sitting next to me, I think he popped up for just a second. Like, I'll eat the bacon.
Yeah, I'll take it. I think there's a line behind me.
That was really funny. Don't waste bacon.
What if I started titling shows like that?
Yeah.
And they're just the craziest titles
ever. I think we should. I think that'd be way more fun.
You know?
Never waste bacon. You should never waste bacon.
You know, there's whole religions out there that do not eat
bacon. Never waste a good piece of bacon. Love it. That's a title of something.
Probably some audience.
Never waste a good piece of bacon.
Two huge religions do not eat any pigs.
Well, it's clearly not ours.
On that note, inspiration and information to buy undervalued property. That's what this show is supposed to be about.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property. property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.